is evening and morning, and here we go. And you are listening to Law and Gospel on this Rumination Tuesday, June the 19th in the year of our Lord 2018. And that means with us is the Reverend Mark Smith. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing a lot better this week than last week.
Oh, now why would that be?
Well, last week I waited 10 minutes for you to get into the
program. I felt bad about that. It did not even dawn on me till I was driving home Tuesday afternoon that I'd forgotten to call you. I was at the Missouri District Convention.
Yeah, that's right.
At Columbia.
Yes.
And I completely slipped my mind to let you know that that's where I would be.
Well, I can't blame you because I should have realized you were going to be at the convention. I knew about the convention. They had even, the program previous to that, had Hawkinson talking.
Oh, yes.
From the convention.
Right, really?
And I'm walking in, I say, I don't know where Pastor Mark Smith is. So it was really my mistake, more so. But I've got some bad news for you.
Oh.
I just heard today I'm preaching and they are asking a prayer for Dr. Bill Schmelder, who died.
Oh, God rest him.
Yes, he was a great professor. Did you ever have him as a professor?
Yes, I did. He was very good. Of course, he was the registrar at the seminary while I was there. But I loved his classes.
Oh, I know.
He spoke his mind.
He did not mince words. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you know.
And I got to know him even more recently. I spent almost 2 years with Emmanuel Olivet while they were searching for another pastor. And he had been doing the Bible study.
Uh-huh. Oh, for years.
He did that. I know.
I'm sure it was an excellent Bible study.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, no. The place, the gym was crowded when he was doing that. So we're going to have a prayer for the family. And arrangements have not yet been made because it just happened. But I thought you knew him and you would be interested in knowing that. The hymn we're taking a look at, Evening and Morning, it's not one that's that familiar to you, is it?
No, it isn't.
It's by Paul Gerhardt, who was one of the great composers at the time of the Reformation, first appeared in 1667. And what we're singing now is what he had written. And there's something interesting, although you couldn't quite hear it with the music we had today, but it uses a technique called tone painting or pictorialism.
Huh.
You know what that means?
No.
With specific words, the music is such, like, for example, when it says in a hymn, we're going to heaven, the notes go up the scale.
Uh-huh, yeah, right.
If we're going to hell, we go down the scale.
Yeah.
And I know organists that when it's talking about the devil, it really sounds, the organ's really mushy.
Yes. You know?
that's called pictorialism, or as they indicated here, tone painting. And it's in this hymn, just even with the words itself. So it's considered one of his beautiful hymns, and I talked about that it talks about getting wealth. So what is a hymn doing about getting wealth in the Christian book? So why don't you read the first stanza, and then we'll go through it.
Okay. Evening and morning, sunset and dawning, wealth, peace, and gladness, comfort and sadness. These are thy works, all the glory be thine. Times without number, awake or in slumber, thine eye observes us, from danger preserves us, causing thy mercy upon us to shine.
So, it talks about wealth. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I don't, well, it depends upon, yeah, I mean, it can be a bad thing. It
can,
you know, even Jesus says it's very difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Of course, it's impossible by himself.
The first stanza explains why it's also involved with evening and morning, sunset and dawning, wealth, peace, and gladness, also comfort in sadness. Now, what is the next phrase?
These are thy works.
In other words,
these are God's blessings.
That's right. And that's what we need to remember, that if we're wealthy or if we're sad for some reason,
right,
you know, God is working through that. In fact, I'm preaching here in chapel today, so you'll take over in a few minutes. No, you'll be hearing the whole hymn. But what we're going to be talking about is a big subject, and we had brought that up before, suicide, the 10th leading cause of death. I did a little more study.
I think you talked about it last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, but when you're talking about, I didn't know this, girls and teenagers, it's a fourth cause of death.
Oh, boy.
Yes. And that's because they don't understand that everything that happens to them are the works of God.
Right. Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about Micah. And chapter 7, the last three verses are gospel. But pretty well the first six chapters and almost all of 7 is law. And it's God coming down on his people because of their unfaithfulness. But he has a purpose, is to bring them back into the fold.
Exactly, sure.
See? So it doesn't really matter what happens to us in our lives as Christians. God is in charge. These are his works, and therefore all the glory be thine. Now, I know that for the funeral of Bill Schmelder, a lot of glory is going to be given to God.
Absolutely.
Not only how he made use of Professor Schmelder, but also how the family are Christians, and they're going to be comforted by the promises of God. That's how God works. Somebody once asked me, what's your favorite worship service and what's your least favorite? I often would say my least favorite are
weddings. Ooh, that's a little known secret.
No, it's not a known secret, because who's listening to the sermon?
That's right.
You know, I mean, yeah. There's a lot of things going on there. And that's why I tape all the weddings and then give them to the bride and the groom and the family afterwards so they can remember what I said. And what's our probably service we look forward to?
Well, are you talking about funeral?
Yes.
Funerals is when people are more receptive.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they've got the law right in front of them, you know.
And not only are they receptive, at least in my situation, many of those in the pews were not Lutheran.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And you really have an opportunity to share the greatest message.
That's right.
You know, I keep telling you I'm driving for Lyft and Uber, and of the 300 passenger groups I picked up, only two of them understood Lutheranism.
I can believe that.
Yes. Now, not all of them taught to me, about 20%. We get in conversation. But
did any of them ever cut you off and say, don't talk to me about that?
I had one, if I was last Friday night, I got in and I said, it looks like you're going here, and I'm going to go this way and that. I always tell them that in case they have a shorter cut they want me to go.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, boy, you have a good voice. You should think about being on the radio. He was sitting in the back seat. So I said, well, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm a pastor, and I'm on the radio every morning, and I gave him my business card.
Uh-huh.
And so I have them all set up, and I hand them back, only if they make the first move.
Right.
And he was reading it, and he says, oh, are you a lawyer? And I said, no, why did you say that? He said, well, your program's Law and Gospel.
Yeah, right.
And I said, would you like to hear what that means? And boy, did I have a good time then. And so I was done in about 2 minutes, and we were about 3 minutes away from where he was going. He never said another word.
Didn't say another word.
No, wow. So you just don't know.
No. Well, you do know the word does not return empty.
It does not, and we don't know. If you're listening to Law and Gospel, I'm Tom Baker and my good friend here, Mark Smith, and we're talking about a hymn, Evening and Morning, which is a sign for this fifth Sunday. Okay, times without number, awake or in slumber, you know, thine eye observes us. So even when we're sleeping, God is watching over us and from danger preserving us, causing thy mercy upon us to shine. All right, stanza two.
Father, oh, hear me, pardon and spare me. Calm all my terrors, blot out my errors, that by thine eyes they may no more be scanned. Order my goings, direct all my doings, as it may please thee. Retain or release me, all I commit to thy fatherly hand.
You know, that's what's really important with Micah. His last verses say this kind of thing. This is a great verse for those who are considering suicide. Calm all my terrors. A lot of times people will commit suicide because they've done a terrible error, a terrible sin.
Yeah.
And they
just can't live with themselves.
No, right. But listen to that. That by thine eyes they may no more be scanned.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, those errors are gone.
Yep.
And I don't have to think about them anymore.
No. Because release me and all I commit to thy fatherly hand. That's really the message that Christianity has to those who are in depression. I'm not talking about depression really due to mental illness. You know, there.
Yeah,
I don't know about you, but each time I had a member with that, I sent them to a professional.
That's right.
A psychiatrist or somebody I trusted, because we pastors are not trained to deal with real mental illness.
Right.
And that's why when someone commits suicide, one of the things I want to know is the reason. And one occasion it was because they had done a big sin and they were afraid of going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That person I did not bury, mm-hmm. but others I buried who, because of a mental illness.
A chemical imbalance or maybe medical.
I'll tell you.
Sometimes medicine will affect you that way.
I'm listening on the TV, and have you got a sore back? Well, then take this. But
yeah.
Be careful. You may end up losing an arm. You may die, or you may commit suicide.
Yeah, right, right.
And if you have any of these feelings, phone your doctor right away. So some medicines do move affect them in the area of even more depression and such like that. And somebody like that we would bury.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So stanza three.
Ills that still grieve me soon are to leave me. Though billows tower and winds gain power, after the storm the fair sun shows its face. Joys e'er increasing and peace never ceasing. These shall I treasure and share in full measure when in his mansions God grants me a place.
Now, that mansions is referring to when then?
Well, I think that's talking about in my father's house are many mansions.
Yes. In fact, you look at the whole hymn or that verse, ills that grieve me soon are to leave me. Yeah, there's no doubt when you die, all of the ills that you have had are leaving you. And while you're here on earth, though billows tower and winds gain power, after the storm the fair sun shines its face. Now, the word sun here is spelled S-U-N.
Yeah.
But you could spell it
S-O-N.
S-O-N.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I was looking, you know, I was looking for Christ in this hymn.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't find him real. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom. Do you find Christ very much in this hymn? I don't really, other than that reference, that's the only, and yet that's talking about the sun, S-U-N. What do you think? Is it a little weak on that?
I think you could take every verse. For example, evening and morning, sunset and dawning. Who created that?
Christ.
Yes, thank you very much. That's where we'll begin. These are all thy works, all the glory be thine, times without number. Awake or in slumber, thine eye observes us. Whose eye is that?
Christ.
Christ, thank you.
Okay, but not verbally. You don't see Christ in there. You don't see it spelled out, of course, but you're right. You can infer that he's talking about God, and Christ is God, of course.
Yes. there's no doubt that as I look through each one, now the second one starts off with Father, oh hear me.
Fatherly hand in the second verse to thy fatherly hand.
Yes, thy fatherly hand. What does Jesus say about that? If you see me, you've...
If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Thank you. So...
I got a question about, if we could go back to the second verse.
Absolutely.
It says, as it may please thee, retain or release me.
Yes.
He's not talking about retaining our sins and or remitting our sins. He's talking about either what, guide me, hold on to me, or release me. What do you think on that line?
Yes.
As it may please thee, retain or release me. What do you think he means there?
What's the first thing that Jesus said to his disciples on the night of Easter?
Peace be with you.
Right. And then what did he tell them? Whosoever.
Let's see. Whosoever.
Sins.
Oh, yeah. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain. Well, that's why I asked. Is he talking about retaining?
I think
us?
So.
You think he's talking about that?
Doesn't it please God for you to retain sins when necessary?
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It may please thee, retain or release me.
Yes.
You think he's talking about retaining our sins or releasing them?
The purpose of retaining sins, even to the point of excommunication, is to bring a person back into the fold.
Right.
So... you'd have to say, therefore, that when a congregation does excommunication, that doesn't please God.
Direct all my doings as it may please thee, retain or release me.
Yes. Yes.
I prefer to be released.
Oh, I don't know about you. I know. But these are called the keys.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, that right. we talked to the confirmants about. And I think that's very, very important that... When you preach law, does that please God?
Yes.
Yes. Even though... Oh.
It's his alien work, though.
Isn't yes. It? And what is, in contrast to is proper.
Well, proper work.
Yes. Okay, explain that. How's it alien?
Well, God wants his gospel to predominate.
Yes. Well said. His love is so big.
Yes.
But...
We need to hear the law, though. We need to hear the law, or we don't appreciate the gospel.
Oh, we will not receive the gospel.
Right.
Yes. So it's kind of like a doctor. You will not go to surgery until the doctor gives you a diagnosis that is necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's good news. God is pleased with doctors who tell a person... That let's say they have a problem with their heart and they have to go into surgery immediately. God is pleased with that because if the person says, well, let me wait till Monday over the weekend and stuff, and the doctor says, you may not be here.
That's right.
So you do.
You need to be told.
Yeah. And that's the purpose of a pastor is to, and also parents.
Right. That's right.
To share why, with their children.
That's why God places us under our parents.
Exactly. Well said. All right. 4.
To God in heaven, all praise be given. Come, let us offer and gladly proffer to the Creator the gifts he doth prize. He well receiveth a heart that believeth. Hymns that adore him are precious before him, and to his throne like sweet incense rise.
All right. To God in heaven, which person is being talked about?
It's talking about God. It's talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. At the right hand of the Father.
In fact, I don't see anywhere where Jesus isn't mentioned.
you're just making me look foolish this morning.
No. You made a very good point that if you do this on the radio and never mention Jesus, this is a hymn to be sung by Christians.
Right.
And it's a totally different approach. You know, I think this is part of my concerns as I'm driving this taxi stuff and listening to these people. The reason they don't know what Lutheranism is because much that is done in Lutheranism is written for Lutherans, for Christians.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. where do we find anybody talking to unbelievers from a Lutheran perspective? Occasionally, the Lutheran Hour sometimes does it, but a lot of times they still use language that only Christians are understanding.
Right.
And I've discovered that when I'm talking to these people in the cab, I can't. Don't you think you're justified by faith rather than works? They have no idea what I'm talking about.
They don't even know what justified is.
No, they have no. Yeah, here's how they use justified. They get stopped for speeding, and they said, well, I can justify it. I'm driving my wife who's pregnant and having a baby in the car.
Right. They don't even know. When you talk about justified by works as opposed to faith, they don't have a clue.
No idea at all. And that's why I think the best program we ever put out was This Is the Life television.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, I remember David and Goliath, the dog, remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember the dog.
Don't you remember David and Goliath? It was in connection with Lutheran television.
Okay. Those were in black and white. By the way, you can still get to them on YouTube.
Yes, I know. And you know what's interesting? Some of them have well-known actors in them earliest part of their career.
Absolutely.
When they were unknowns. It's really funny to see them.
Yeah, in fact, I did lectures at the Santa Monica Church on Law and Gospel where they had done those things from when I visited California not long ago. So it was really interesting to talk to the people about their experience. We need to keep doing this. We need to start having programs for unbelievers, not just for Lutherans.
I agree.
So we're going to hear again the hymn, because I'm preaching today in the chapel, and you can keep listening to KFUO to hear the sermon. Did you bring one that I can use? A sermon?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, of course not.
Oh, I'll have to do it off the cuff.
You'll have to shake it out of your sleeve.
I shall. That's Mark Smith, and fortunately, there's no other conventions he's going to next week. So
I'll be here.
God willing.
That's right.
All right. And again, prayers for the Schmelder family.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.